I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hello and welcome to the Trampled Bet podcast for the weekend of Saturday, May 6th, 2023. I'm your host, Andy Vaughan, and with me, as always, is Gordo.
Hello. How you doing, Andy?
I'm very well, thanks. Patreon viewers that are watching us in the video podcast will recognize I'm in different surroundings today. I am in a Holiday Inn Express after having driven for the best part of 5 hours. Down to Birmingham, which is very near to our guest, Mr. Dave Greenfield. How are you doing, Dave?
Yeah, really good, thanks. Great day yesterday for me.
Wonderful.
Those who don't know, I'm a rush all season ticket holder, and it was the biggest game in our history yesterday in the playoff final, and we won on penalties, and it puts us into the National League North. So, yeah.
Is that an early payout league?
No, don't think it is. I think you've got to go to the National League. But
one more league and we're there.
Yeah, exactly. We will be playing Scunthorpe next season.
That's
amazing. Sick. Absolutely amazing. There was partying going on late into the evening from the Russell fans.
Yeah, I know we were away at Nuneaton, but I know that the boss the Allens opened up the clubhouse last night, and I imagine it was very late in the morning when that clubhouse shut.
Fantastic. Love to see it. Love to hear it. Congratulations. I look forward to tracking your progress next season in the National League North, which is pretty, pretty cool. Okie doke. So Dave is back for week four, something that we've never done. We usually rotate the guests after every a 3 week stint. This, Dave, not only because your results have been fantastic, let's be honest, that is not the main reason. The main reason is because I am in fact in Birmingham and I'm going to meet you for a pint later. So what better way to introduce that than by quickly doing the show and then boosting out to one of the pubs in Birmingham. Been a while since I've been to Birmingham actually, but it's where Gordon and I stay when we go to the Cheltenham Festival. So I recognised all, like, getting pissed off at the roads again as I was driving this fucking roundabout again. Everyone seems to know what they're doing, though, and because I don't do it that regularly, I always feel like a complete idiot, like, trying to change lanes.
We've got clean air system now as well. I don't know if you've had to come through that at all.
I have, actually, and now you mention that. Do I need to pay online for that, and should I have done that in advance?
Yeah, I think you should have done it in advance, but I think you can go on it and do it online. But
right. Thank you very much for reminding me of that, because it was in my head, and then I checked into the hotel and everything, and I've just totally forgotten. So I'll be paying my clean air tax for my diesel vehicle as soon as this podcast is finished recording. So we are recording. It is Tuesday evening. So May 2nd, and we'll have a brief recap of how we all got on last week, the midsection for the Patreon members, a bit of an advert for everyone else, and then on to the picks for the weekend ahead. We are doing it slightly early, so I know for a fact, because there's a J-League card tomorrow, Wednesday morning, not all the odds have been set for the weekend J-League games, which is irritating, but at the same time means I've got midsection picks in Japan, which is pretty cool for the Patreon members. Okie doke, last weekend then, I started off with my banker bet being in the Scottish Cup semi-final, the first of the semi-finals, Falkirk versus Inverness, and I was so confident that Inverness would win this game. I actually took them in the banker slot to qualify because the odds were huge. They were 1-2 for Inverness just to get through this game, including extra time if needed and penalties. They did not need that. They won the game comfortably 3-0, and it could have and probably should have been more. So a very, very easy banker win. It's nice when you get one that's just not even in doubt. So a good start for me at odds of 1-2.
This was the worst result of the weekend for me. This was also the last game that was played. This was Napoli versus Salernitana. Napoli had the opportunity to win the title, and they looked like they were doing it. They scored in the second half, up 1-0, 62 minutes in, and then Boulaydia from Salernitana equalised, and Napoli could not find... they had so many shots on target in the last 10 minutes. Like, they just... But it was one of those very frustrating games. I only watched it for the last 10 minutes because that's when I needed to watch it. They were winning for the rest of the time. They were over-hitting corners. They were just trying to force it in the last... And do you know how frustrating that is? Especially on the tiny screen to watch that as well. But yeah, this was I'm so disappointed in this one because they had a full house for it. The stadium was rocking. And then they conceded an 81st minute goal to a team that, you know, aren't going anywhere. So really disappointing there from Napoli. And I killed the banker treble, as you're about to hear.
Yeah, so I was in League One, and it was Ipswich against Exeter. I think Ipswich went off about 1-47, maybe. I don't know why.
The same odds as Napoli when you tipped them up.
Yeah, 1-7. Very comfortable. There was a reason why it was such a banker, and Ipswich ended up winning this game 6-0, 5-0 up after half an hour. You were paid out after 16 minutes. To be fair, Ipswich only had 8 shots on target.
It's called 6. Yeah.
Good conversion, right?
But
they've been excellent recently, Ipswich, and the win got them promoted up to the Championship as well with Plymouth. So congratulations to both of those clubs.
Yep, fantastic. And congratulations, another banker in, Dave. And Gordon, unlucky.
Annoying, more than unlucky, that one. That was just irritating. Because it's also stopped some other good things happening. With Plymouth being promoted, right? Plymouth are now one division. Plymouth are a quiz question, basically. They are the largest city or town in the UK that's never appeared in the top flight of British football. So Plymouth are at the population of something like 400,000 or 500,000. I think it's 500,000 folks. Or it might be less than that. But anyway, Plymouth, largest town without a Premier League club ever. So
there we go. Does that work for the whole UK? Is that a UK question?
East Kilbride is the Scottish one.
All right, okay.
Is the Scottish one. 72,000 for that. Basically, for anyone who's not in Scotland, East Kilbride is like...
the outskirts of Glasgow.
Basically, the outskirts of Glasgow. Yeah, it's far around, but it's like Birmingham, basically. It's just
a new town. It's one of these newly constructed towns last century that just sits in the outskirts of Glasgow. But yeah, okay, so that's the largest in Scotland that hasn't had a top flight team. And it's
I could do this for all of the European ones because we looked them up. There's some mental ones in there. So do you want to know what do you think that France is? So France is a good one because... If you think, why would they not have a top flight football team? So what would the reasons for not having a lot of football fans that would generate a good football team? They were perhaps into another sport.
Like a different sport, yeah.
Yeah. So Perpignan. Rugby. So it was, So rugby, Perpignan had the best rugby team in France for years. So it was a rugby town. Quite a few of them, yes. They're interesting as well. I think Cartagena, Spain's one. They've never been in the top flight. But anyway, continue on. I'll stop doing my tour of Europe.
Thank you. So 2 out of 3 for the bankers last week, which obviously isn't ideal. We always want to hit 3 out of 3, but we've got a wee bit unlucky there with a very late goal in Italy. On to the value picks. The Japanese J-League season's 10 games in now, really getting into the swing of it, finding form in there. I had Hiroshima to win away at Cerezo Osaka, odds are better than even money, 11-10. And they did, after absolutely bossing the game, they dominated it with an XG of 2.91 to Cerezo's 0.38. But it took them until the 94th minute to find that goal. But find it they did. So value pick in for myself. And another win for Hiroshima that puts them up to second in the table.
Speaking of teams with 2.81 XG, I had my my value pick here was Darmstadt away at Kiel, a game that Andy had looked at and couldn't quite get into the one of the slots for him there. Thankfully, I did put it in because it went off 10 to 11 and they won 3-0. They were paid out after 22 minutes. Yeah, and it's just that's the difference. For XG is a funny old business, isn't it? Expecting is not scoring. they won that game 3-0, really comfortable. They were all over the top of Kiel. If you look at the stats from the game as well, Kiel had more possession, but Darmstadt had way more shots on target. They had the same amount of shots and goal, but every other stat is like tipped over the side. So yeah, good win for Darmstadt, keeps them at the top of the league. Value pick number two in, which led us on to Dave.
Yeah, so I was in the championship and it was the light game on the Saturday and it was West Brom against Norwich. I like West Brom and they ended up winning the game 2-1. Actually fell behind to Norwich with Josh Sargent scoring, but Connor Townsend tied the game up before the first half. And then Jed Wallace got the winner on the 56th minute and Albion just saw the game out. One thing I thought that was interesting about the game, and it probably happens more than you realise, but you just don't think about it. There was no offsides at all in the game.
In the whole game?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Well, that's according to Flash Score anyway. I can say there's no offside. I didn't watch the game, but according to Flash Score, there was no offsides at all in the game. But I was thinking maybe it happens more than you just realise.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep an eye out for that now because I don't think that's very normal. But yeah, incredible. But do you know what that means overall for the value picks?
Go on then. What does it mean?
Well, they all came in.
Yeah. And what was the return?
The return, I think, was 8.7-1 or something like that. I don't have it in front of me because I'm in a hotel room. At my normal desk with all my business.
The stat station.
But it returned 89 quid, I think, off a tenner, if you put a tenner on the value treble. So good work, gentlemen. Really good. And Gordo, that Darmstadt pick also got me my 5-team ACA and turned a fiver into 160-odd quid or something. So nice. Very, very happy to see the values come in this week. On to the outsiders then. I was staying in Japan. I really fancied Kyoto Sanga to get something away at Kashiwa Reysol because Kashiwa have been terrible lately. So I backed a Kyoto Sanga win. It odds are better than 2-1. They didn't win, but they did get something. The game ended 1-1. So Sanga actually took the lead after 8 minutes. Kashiwa equalised early in the second half, and they just played out that 1-1 draw to the end. So I was very close for something better than 2-1. So no shame in that, not getting it in, because I was definitely on the right side of that.
I could give almost the same description for my outsider. I'd taken Cartagena away at Albacete. A first half that contained Albacete getting a goal chopped off, getting a man sent off, and then scoring. So they went down to 10, then scored.
Yeah.
That was all right for us because I'm thinking Cartagena will get way back into this. They did. They pulled it back in the 55th minute, and I thought we were going to get something. And at 14-5, I was thinking, oh, I'm in for one here. Nah, played out the game as a 1-1 draw. Which was pretty much the theme for every one of my picks that didn't come in this week. It was to play out a 1-1 draw in the wrong spot for me. I love 1-1 draws. It's like my thing. I love backing draws. I ended up with four of them. Even the middle section pick that I fancied ended up as a draw. But yeah, so not to be. But again, on the right side of it, they didn't, the away team Cartagena were much better price and had way more of the opportunity to win this game than the home team did. So, yeah, not to be. Dave?
Yeah, I'm going to round us off with another 1-1 draw. And it was Torquay against Wrexham. And Torquay is the outsiders, but like I just said, it was a 1-1. Torquay actually took the lead on 53 minutes. Frank Nublai getting the goal is been around a few clubs, shall we say, in like League 2, League 1 kind of thing. I couldn't believe he was only 31, to be honest. I thought he was more about 41.
That's incredible.
He's been around for a while, but sadly, Torquay couldn't hold out. And Elliot Lee got the equaliser for Wrexham in the 80th minute. That saw Torquay relegated from the National League.
It was almost a great pick as well, because you got them 7-1 or something, Dave, wasn't it?
You
were leading right up until the end. But that's impressive that, you know, to call the game so well, because we're very close. That's all three of us taking the underdogs and ended up with a 1-1 draw. So we're all really close.
Who had won for the double chance for Dave? Because I took the double chance in the Mega Cup, so it came in for me.
Oh, lovely.
I just took it for that, so it actually landed. And on the Frank Nubley front, his brother plays with Livingston, because I assume you said Nubley. Joel Nubley plays with Livingston, Andy.
Yeah.
That's his brother. Did not know that.
Yeah. Family connections.
A bit of family connection. He's played, his brother, Joel Nubley, has played for like 20 clubs, and all of them between like the National League North and then eventually Livingston. So, it was a really good pick, Dave, because you, for all of it, looked like you were well on the right side of it. Actually picked a 2-1 outsider winner without even really, with no stress. So, well done.
See, when you say about Nubley there and his age, what age is Johnny Russell?
He's only like 32.
I'd go 35 or something. Isn't
it? There you go, Dave. Well done. He was 33 last week.
Fucking hell.
So, or the other week, he was 33 in April. He's just a guy to me, because I saw him at Dundee United when he was so young. Like, in my head, he should have retired years ago.
Aye.
he's still only 33 years old, which is incredible.
I get that with Bob McIntyre. Bob McIntyre, the golfer, is 2 years younger than me. I'm like, how is that possible? It's like, this guy, he looks about 35. Like, he looks like a guy who's, you know, heading towards his 40s. But that's your Nubley facts. That's it.
On to the charity picks then, where there's a pick from each of us. Tenner of our own money goes on the treble, and all proceeds, should we win, go to charity. We did not win this week. My charity pick let us down yet again. Seem to be hitting bankers and values and a lot of outsiders for fun, but having difficulty in the charity slot. I took FC Copenhagen at home to Brøndby. Now, they're leading the Danish Superliga, and they've got Nordsjælland breathing down their necks. So I really thought this was a game that they historically win when at home to Brøndby as well. Odds of 4-7. Nope, they lost. A Brøndby goal in the 80th minute saw Copenhagen drop all 3 points, which ended up not mattering, as Nordsjælland then lost at the hands of Aarhus. So I don't really know what's going on at the top of the Superliga. No one seems to want to win it. But Copenhagen had the best of this game. They had 70% possession to 30. They had 6 shots on target, and Brøndby's only shot was a penalty, which they scored 10 minutes from time. So I'm going to lick my wounds on this one and chalk it up to bad luck.
I am, again, this sounds like we all basically picked the same things. I am almost the same with this one. I had Bastia versus Amiens, and I thought I was onto a winner here when the 30th minute, Kevin Schuur put them ahead, only to be pegged back by Amiens' only shot on target in the entire game. Ridiculous. If stats are almost the same as yours, Andy, like 67% possession, 16 goal attempts, 5 on target, 6 off target. 6 corners to Amiens 1, which came in the second half in the 92nd minute when they were up playing it in their own half. Like they had no reasoning to try and get anything at this game. Just a really irritating result, because Bastia had all of the attributes to win this game comfortably and could not execute it. So disappointing there for us. But Dave, how did yours go on?
Mine wasn't too bad, to be fair. Just you two letting me down.
I know.
I was back in the Championship, and it was Coventry against Birmingham, and I like Coventry, and they duly won the game 2-0. Took the lead in the third minute, and then we got a penalty, which Gokeres scored. That's his 21st of the season now. If Cov don't go up, I wouldn't be surprised if some bigger clubs started looking around for him, but still keeps Cov in the playoffs. They might need a result on the last day of the season at the weekend. Probably need a point, to be fair, to secure it, but I think they'll be all right. didn't know I'm out of the playoffs. So, look, so it's good for Cov, seeing as though they were so poor at the start of the season. They've done well.
Yeah, well done, Coventry. Well done, Dave, for getting your charity pick in. Gordon, work for you and me to do this week to land a charity treble, and it'll be me backing it, considering I didn't get mine in. We switch. You backed it last week, so... hopefully after the break we've got three good charity picks for this week. We're about to move to that break just now, but if you are watching us on Patreon, the Trampled Bet Club, go to www.patreon.com/trampledbet or download the Patreon app and search for Trampled Bet Podcast. You can become a member of the Trampled Bet Club. You get this podcast as soon as we record it, so that's Tuesday evening, as a video podcast. But instead of a break now, you get the middle section. So we talk about some of the picks that didn't make the show but we like for the weekend, or some other picks that perhaps aren't happening at the weekend. For instance, there's a full J-League card tomorrow, so I've got a couple from there. You also get the cheat sheet, so all the picks written down, so you don't have to remember which ones you particularly liked for your weekend bets. And an extra content podcast every now and again when there's a big event in another sport that we're interested in. So the USPGA, the second golf major of the year, is coming up. So we've got all that to look forward to in May. Thank you to everyone that subscribes already. It helps keep us going and gives something back to the show, and we really do appreciate it. But we'd love even more members, so do come and join us. Right, sales pitch done. We shall see you after this short break.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Welcome back, and now on to this week's picks for the weekend of Saturday, May 6th, 2023. Same thing we've been doing every week for the last 5 years. Banker pick from each of us, value pick, outsider pick, and then we round it off with a pick from each of us for the charity treble. And I'd really like to win the charity treble this week. We've been hitting outsider trebles, banker and value ones, but it's been, I think it was January the last time we had a charity treble. So let's get that in this week. Let's kick off with the bankers then. I am in Japan, the Japanese J-League, for Kobe versus Yokohama FC on Sunday at 6 a.m. in the morning, UK time. Now, there's a full card of Japanese fixtures Wednesday of this week, and we're recording on Tuesday night, so there are no odds for this postage yet, which is slightly unfortunate, but it's as bankery as you're going to get. So let's hope the odds are as high as we can get. Kobe are top of the J-League after 10 games. They've got 22 points, 21 goals scored, only 6 conceded. They're absolutely flying. Yokohama FC are the absolute antithesis of that. They are bottom of the 18-team J-League. They have 3 points from their 10 matches, scoring 8. And conceding 27, which is a huge number of goals to concede from 10 games. It's top v bottom. It's the biggest mismatch that you can get right now in Japanese football. It's a home win for Vissel Kobe all day. So Sunday, 6 a.m., home win for Vissel Kobe. I obviously do not have a price for this just
well,
now.
So guess it. Give us the price guess for you. What would you,
I don't
would
think you say? It's gonna, I don't think it's going to be as low as you think it's going
to
be.
I think it would be 1-4.
I think it's going to be higher.
Okay.
I think it's going to be higher than that. I think it might be like 2-7, 1-3. If it's that high, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
But 1-4 is fine. Absolutely take it 1-4.
This is when it becomes difficult and it comes in and it's like, it's evens. Why is it evens? Like, yeah. So, no, that sounds good, Andy. I'm going to, my only pick that isn't in Italy this week comes from Scotland and the first round of the split fixtures. And I'm taking Celtic away at Hearts at 1-3. Hearts have been on a stinking run of form until last week when they pumped Ross County. Before that, they had six losses in a row, including to Hibs, St Mirren, Kilmarnock, Aberdeen, Celtic in the League Cup, and Celtic away when they played. So they lost both their games to Celtic in March, 3-1 and 3-0. They're on a bit of a torrid time at the moment. They got a really good win against Ross County where they won 6-1 last week. But they looked like they had third place wrapped up halfway through this season and were doing really well, and they just fell right out of it. Now the split's happened. They've got Hibs and St Mirren chasing them. Aberdeen are above them. So they're only 4 points away. There's five games to go. Celtic are going to want to go over 100 points here. They've got two more games until they mathematically have won the league. They win this one, then they can go to Parkhead next week, beat whoever they're playing, and win the league. You're getting Celtic. I don't really need to say much about Celtic at the moment. They've got 92 points from 33 games. They've scored 103 goals and conceded 25. They're the best team in the league by 13 points currently. And yeah, they should win this game comfortably. You'll get them at 1-3 to do so. Dave.
Yeah, so I'm in League Two, and it's Bank Holiday Monday the 8th, and this is a 12:30 kickoff. And it's Stockport versus Hartlepool. And I'm going to take Stockport at the Bankery odds of 1-5. There is a reason, and they'll probably be paid out very early, I would imagine. But Stockport fourth, they've got 78 points. Hartlepool are 23rd, and they've got 42 points. Hartlepool have already been relegated from League Two. Hartlepool's away form is terrible. They're 22nd in the away form table, whereas Stockport, they're fourth in the home form table. Stockport not lost in their last 12 games. This is a game where Stockport need to win to put pressure on Northampton, who are just above them in the last automatic promotion place. Northampton were in this situation last year and had a jitter on the last game and ended up going into the playoffs. And I think obviously Stockport will be hoping that happens again. So I think they'll be off to a quick start here, Stockport, to put a bit of pressure on Northampton. And 1-5.
Cool.
Superb. So that is a banker treble this weekend of wins for Vissel Kobe, Glasgow Celtic and Stockport. As I say, no price on that as of yet. You're going to have to price yourself up that nearer the weekend. But that's what we think is as good as you're going to get in terms of sure things. On to the value picks then, where we look for something slightly better in odds, but we think has a really good chance of coming in. And I'm playing Mystic Meg here because, again, I'm in Japan and I'm not only guessing at the result of this game, I'm guessing what I think the price will be as well. So, damn you, early Japanese J-League card on a Wednesday. But the weekend game is Hiroshima versus Avispa Fukuoka, and that's Sunday at 5 a.m. in the Japanese top flight. I've been really sweet on Hiroshima all season. We're 10 games in now. They are continuing to deliver. They're now up to second in the league, only 2 points behind Vissel Kobe, who we talked about earlier. They've got 20 points from their 10 matches, scoring 13 and conceding 7. Avispa Fukuoka are a tough test, so they're in 7th place. They've got 15 points from their 10 games, scoring 13 and conceding 13. But the thing about Fukuoka is they're a tough test when you play them at their home ground and you're the away side. They keep things tight. They're incredibly tough to break down when playing in front of their own fans, but they are not playing in front of their own fans this weekend. This game is in Hiroshima. They're not the same team when they're on the road. They've only managed 3 points from 5 away games this season. So while they've taken 15 points from their 10 games, half of them have been away and they've only managed 3 points on the road this year. So Hiroshima are in such good form, they should be able to see out this game, I think, relatively easy. But because Fukuoka are quite high up in the table, I think you'll get an unrealistically high price on Hiroshima here. Hopefully something around 4-6. And if you do get that, then plenty of value, because I think Hiroshima should be heavy favourites here.
Nice one. I have no comment because there's no odds.
There's nothing. But it's second v seventh. They're only separated by 5 points after 10 games. But the home away platoon is really what makes this. I really fancy Hiroshima to win it. So if you're getting odds at around 4-6 or better, I think that's a really good bet. And that's where I see the bookies pricing them up at, somewhere in between 4-6 and even money.
Okay. All of my next three picks are linked. And let me take you to the Sierra B where there's just mental shit happening, right? No single position is decided. There's three games to go, right? Frosinone are at the top with 71 points. Genoa are in second with 67. These are the most decided places in the thing. So Frosinone can't avoid promotion, if that makes sense. They will end up second at worst. There's three games to go. There's 10 points between them and third. But to go through first, they need to keep winning because Genoa are hot on their heels. Nothing else in this league is remotely decided. You can get relegated on 38 points and be promoted on 46.
Wow.
Between 8th place, Regina, on 46 points, and 16th place, Brescia, on 38 points, there's nothing. Every team in between can be promoted or relegated up until 10th place. It's insane.
So probably a league to avoid for gambling purposes.
And I'm going to be backing all of the next three picks in this league. So let's talk about why. Because the double chance odds are so good this week, because there's an element of risk in there. So my first one is Frosinone away at Pisa. Pisa are the worst team in the league over the last five games. They've picked up 1 point in their last five, scoring 3, conceding 7. Frosinone are the best team in the league overall. They've got 71 points from their 35 games. They've been winning or drawing games all season, and that's what they've been doing. You're doing at the top of the league by not winning or drawing games. Pisa are in 7th on 46 points. Kind of means nothing here because everyone's almost on 46 points. But Pisa are currently sitting in 7th just now. Frosinone need this game to continue and win this league outright. You can get the double chance. I think Pisa would be happy with a draw, which is why I'm taking the double chance here, because it still keeps them picking up points, and it's the best case scenario I can see for them getting out of this game. Frosinone are too good to be dropping lots of points here. You'll get them at the double chance odds of 10 to 11 for that's the X2 market. So that's Frosinone or draw at Pisa. And that is the first of the multiple games I'll be taking out of this batshit crazy league. So Dave, where are you?
Yeah, well, I'm in the championship again. This is Bank Holiday Monday, but the last championship games are a 3 p.m. kickoff, and I'm gonna be backing a team here that need to do something in the league, and that's Sunderland away at Preston. And you can get Sunderland at 10 to 11. Now Sunderland are just outside the playoff places. They're in 7th with 66 points. Preston, not had a bad season. They're 11th with 63 points. Sunderland are 5th in the form table. Preston are 21st. They've only taken 4 points from the last 5 games. Sunderland being good travellers as well. They're 4th in the away form table. They've taken 36 points away from home, whereas Preston are 17th in the home form table, and Preston not won in their last 4 games. Sunderland not lost in their last 8 games. But this is all about Sunderland. That they need a win to have any chance of ousting Millwall or Coventry in the playoffs. And yeah, there's a few teams that can do it. There's Blackburn, Albion, and Sunderland, and then obviously Millwall and Coventry all fighting for these last two. So Sunderland are going to go out there. They need a win. I think they'll get the win. You know, they've had a good season, to be fair, because your mate Ross Stewart's been missing for most of it.
He's been injured,
Obviously, he was integral to getting them up last year. So to lose a player like him with the goals he scores, but, you know, they've done well to be there. Whether they get there or, you know, the results don't go their way, I don't know, but Sunderland, I know, will give it their all to try and win this game, and I think they will.
Nice.
Fantastic. So that's a value treble then of wins for Hiroshima and Sunderland. and Frosinone on the double chance. So for Frosinone to draw or win their game away at Pisa. Let's hit it again. We hit the value treble last week, odds of around 9-1. Let's do it again. On to the outsiders then. This is where we look for something that the bookies have priced up as an underdog, but we think has a really good chance of coming in, and we have been really good at these this year. Last week, okay, we didn't get any of them in, but we backed underdogs in games that all ended 1-1, so we're right on the right side of all those games, so looking to keep that form up. I am doing something we talked about during the middle section, which Dave doesn't like doing, and that's backing your own team. But I'm going to do it here because I've done it a couple of times recently and it's paid off really well. I'm a Dundee United season ticket holder and we are away from home at St Johnstone on Saturday at 3 p.m. in the Scottish Premiership. The Scottish Premiership has just split. So after everyone's played everyone three times in the 12-team league, the top six split away from the bottom six and you play each other for the last five games. So all the teams pushing for the European places in the title have to play each other, and all the teams that are potentially fighting out against relegation all play each other in that last five games, which, you know, the thinking is makes it more exciting. So we're in the bottom six for St Johnstone versus Dundee United, but Dundee United are absolutely the form team in that bottom section. Won their last three on the spin, taking 10 points from their last five league matches. St Johnstone, they are the worst form-wise. They've taken only 2 points from their last five games. I mentioned it on our Facebook group, so Trample Bet Facebook page. Please, if you're not a member of that, do come and join it. Free to join, get involved in the conversation. But in my opinion, St Johnstone are the worst team in the entire league right now. And I just can't see where they're going to get many points from in the last five matches with all the teams scrapping against each other. I think even with their six-point lead over bottom team Ross County, and then 2-point lead over Dundee United and Kilmarnock, there's a serious chance that with all the teams playing each other and everyone picking up points, that they don't pick up many points and could finish bottom. And that's a massive 28-1 right now on Bet365. So there's a wee extra tip. St Johnstone finished bottom.
Jesus, that's some outsider. That.
But in order for that to happen, obviously Dundee United would need to win this game, and I'm going to back Dundee United to win this game away from home in St Johnstone. A big odds, I think, of 21-10. So Dundee United are in good form, high in confidence. The fans are right behind the new manager and the team now. The away allocation sold out for this game, so that's not only behind the goal, but half of the main stand as well, in less than 30 minutes. It wouldn't surprise me if there are more Dundee United fans than St Johnstone fans at this game. When the sides played here on January 2nd, so when Dundee United were managed by Liam Fox and couldn't buy a win, Dundee United won 1-0. So it's basically the only team that Dundee United could beat when they were absolutely diabolical. And now that they're in a bit of form, I fancy them even more so. The form they're in and the slump that St Johnstone are in, over 2-1 for a United win, for me, is a really good price.
Bill Beans. Okay, welcome back to the mental Italian selections. This takes us to a 21-10 draw. So the same price as Dundee United to win at the weekend. With two teams, Como on 43 points in 13th place, who are just as likely to get relegated as they are to get promoted, play against Regina, who are more likely to get promoted and can't get relegated, in 8th. So they are the last playoff position they're in just now. Two teams who have had all right kind of last couple of weeks. Regina in the form table last 5 weeks, 9th, 7 points. Como in 13th, 4 points when they've been doing that. Now, Como have got all four of those points by drawing games. If you look at their away record for their last six games away from home, they've drawn 5 out of 6. Their only non-draw was a 3-2 loss to Venezia when Venezia battered them, and they managed to get and Como get back into the game and very nearly scored right at the end. They got a man sent off for protesting a VAR decision that went against them. Regina's home form over the last five games, they've got 2 wins and 3 losses. They lost to Cagliari, Parma and Brescia, with wins against Venezia and Modena in there. Not much for between the two, because Como have kind of had money put into them, and they've came up. The game in 2022 last year was a 4-1 win away for Como. They're not in that kind of form this season. I think this game will end up a draw. I think both teams would be happy for a draw here as well. Como have worse teams to play over the next 2 weeks after that that can either get them promoted or relegated. Regina also have worse teams to play. They're playing against pretty much the middle marker for this league. And the bookies think this as well, with the odds being 11 to 8, 21 to 10, 2 to 1 for the overall odds of this. I think this game's going to end up a draw, probably one each, but not a pick one each here. This is just a straight up draw for me at 21 to 10. So that is the second of the mental league. Dave, where are you at? What you got?
So I'm in the Premier League. This game's at Saturday at 3 o'clock. And it's Bournemouth against Chelsea. And I'm going to take Bournemouth, who are ridiculously priced at 3-1. Bournemouth are in 13th on 39 points. Chelsea are in 12th with 39 points. Although Chelsea do have two games in hand on Bournemouth. One of those being against Arsenal tonight. Bournemouth, 5th in the form table. They're taking 12 points from 5. Chelsea, 18th, they've only taken 1 point from their last 5. Bournemouth, again, they won 5 of their last 8 games. And Chelsea have not won in 8 games in all comps. That's 7 in the league and 1 to Real Madrid. I have in my notes written here, Lampard is a terrible manager, which he is.
He is, yeah, very true.
But look, obviously, Pochettino is apparently going to take over from next season. And you just think, where's Lampard going to go? Look,
Sky Sports?
Yeah. Look, does he go abroad or... I don't know, but he's not doing himself any favours. On the other hand, O'Neill's done great with Bournemouth. Brought in some good signings in Jan. It's worked out. He's obviously got the club playing for him. I just think that Chelsea... Bournemouth are 3-1 just with Chelsea on name, aren't they? If this was two teams that you'd never heard of and they were both on the same points and one of them was in way better form than the other one, they're not going to be 3-1 at home.
No.
So I just think you're getting really good odds here on Bournemouth.
Yeah, I like it a lot, Dave. So that means that the three outsiders this week are a win for Dundee United, a draw between Como and Regina, and a win for Bournemouth. And there are prices for this, so if you fancied that as a straight-up treble, we're talking 37.44-1. So I'll be taking that as a tricksy, so I only need 2 out of the 3 to come in for it to be good. Okay, on to the charity bet for this week. So a pick from each of us, a tenner of my own money, goes on it, and when it wins, I will be donating all the returns, stake included, to a charity to be announced on next week's show. Now, after me saying how sure we need to be to get this in, I'm actually taking a selection at quite a high price. But it's because I have faith here. Following on from my outsider pick of Dundee United to win away at St Johnstone, I am staying in Scotland. I am staying in the Scottish Premiership, and I'm even staying in the bottom 6 for my charity pick, which is Ross County versus Livingston. Ross County are bottom of the league. They're on 27 points. They are 4 points adrift of both Kilmarnock and Dundee United and 6 points behind St Johnstone with just 5 games to go where all the bottom 6 need to play each other. They host a Livingston team who narrowly missed out on the top 6 last week, so they could have made it and didn't as they lost to Dundee United. And Livingston are 15 points above Ross County, and they're basically safe from any trouble. 5 games to go, 15 points ahead of the bottom team, and all the teams playing each other. They can consider themselves done. Their season's over. Ross County, though, will be fighting, and they know Premiership status is on the line. They play in the Highlands of Scotland. It's a long and difficult trip for opposing teams. And Livingston have lost their last 5 away matches in a row without scoring a single goal. So they've lost 3-0, 1-0, 3-0, 3-0, and 2-0. All but one of those goals, and it's actually the most recent one, the second by Dundee United last week, happened in the first half of the game. So they start really slowly, and they're just getting beaten away from home. County should be bang up for this. And they should be at it from the get-go, where Livingston have looked really sluggish. And if they do get off to that good start, I can easily see
a Ross County team fighting for survival winning this game at quite big odds of 16-11. So that's my charity pick for the weekend, is a home win for Ross County against Livingston.
Nice. I mean, that's bold. But yeah, it's okay. I can't say anything. I'm in a league that is undecided in every location. So let's talk more about the last pick from the Italian Serie B. And this comes from surprise pick of the year, recently promoted Sud Tirol, who sit in fourth. So the way that this league works, two promoted teams automatically, and then there are six teams that jostle for that third place promotion. So straight up, so the sixth place team plays the fifth place team, the seventh place the sixth, then they basically play out for this. So Sud Tirol are in fourth place at the moment, so they're in that kind of second tier just behind all the teams jostling it out. They play against a Ternana team who very well may get relegated, as everyone could. They're on 43 points and 14th place, 5 points ahead of Brescia, who are in 16th. Sud Tirol here would be quite happy to just stay away from Parma and Cagliari here, who are 2 points behind them and 3 points behind them, so should right in, up hot on their heels. Ternana need points as well because they don't want to get relegated. I really fancy draw or Sud Tirol in this game. If you look at the head-to-head between these teams, and again, they haven't played that much because Sud Tirol are kind of been heading up the league of up the leagues of recent. So if you look at the overall head-to-head between the two teams, it's been 0-0, 1-1, and a 2-1 Sud Tirol win in the last three games. That's the only games they've played against each other. So always a positive result for Sud Tirol in there. Sud Tirol have been really good this season at grinding out 0-0s. Like they love a 0-0 in this league. They drew 0-0 with Genoa and Frosinone over the last two league games. Those two teams are getting promoted automatically this year. So they're a really good team. They've got way enough to deal with Ternana here, and you'll get them just under even money, 5-6, to get draw or Sud Tirol here. I actually really fancy this game as a draw, but I think for charity purposes, them going on and winning it, absolutely fine with me. So you'll get them at 5-6 to do so in the double chance market. That concludes the reach into Serie B. Dave, do you get another pick from Serie B? Are you maybe contesting something in here?
Sadly not. I imagine it's like living in Italy, and it's Huddersfield against Reading in the Championship. it's Bank Holiday Monday at 3 o'clock, and I'm going to take Huddersfield at 11-10. Huddersfield are 21st. They've got 47 points, whereas Reading are 22nd in the last relegation spot, and they've got 44 points, but obviously they have had a points deduction. Huddersfield 7th in the form table, whereas Reading are 22nd in the form table, and Reading also have the worst away record in the league. They've only took 12 points away from home. Yeah, and Huddersfield have only lost once in the last 8 games, whereas Reading haven't won in 12 games. They've got 6 draws and 6 losses in the last 12 games. It's all about Huddersfield have got a game in hand, and it's against Sheffield United. And obviously Sheffield United already been promoted, but this would be a Yorkshire derby, so I can't imagine Sheffield United are going to roll over and let Huddersfield win it. But Huddersfield just need a point to stay up. So if they get that point, obviously, before they play Reading won't have a chance. If they don't, Reading would have a chance, and Huddersfield obviously need to win that game more. But even if they get that point before this game, I still think Huddersfield are going to want to finish strong at home. It's what possibly Neil Warnock's last game until he comes out of retirement again next season. Save someone from relegation, like he's the lower league Sam Allardyce, isn't he? He just loves telling his wife he's retired, and then 6 months later she gets a job keeping someone up. I think either way, whether Huddersfield do actually need the win or don't need the win for to stay up, I still think that'll be too good for Reading, and they'll win the game.
Excellent. So that's a charity treble of
A win for Ross County at home to Livingston. Suit to roll or draw away at Ternana. And a win for Huddersfield home to Reading. I have no price for this yet because of that Huddersfield-Sheffield United game on Thursday, so I can't price it up at Bet365. But I will be putting the charity treble on and hopefully announcing a winning charity treble on next week's show. Okay, Gordon, you mentioned the mentalness of the Italian leagues. The Scottish Championship has its final game on Friday night, its final round 36 of matches. And holy hell, is it good. It's wonderful. So Dundee lead Queen's Park by 2 points. Dundee on 60 points, Queen's Park on 58. And they play each other in Glasgow at Queen's Park. Well, temporary ground. But yeah, Queen's Park host Dundee. So there's a title shootout on Friday night. Inverness play Ayr. They're fourth and fifth. If you're in the top four, you've got a shot at promotion through the playoffs. So again, a sort of winner-takes-all tie there. They're both tied on 55 points. There's relegation still hasn't been sorted out yet. You've got Arbroath on 33 points, Cove Rangers on 31, and Hamilton on 30. So an absolute do-or-die fixture at Hamilton, who are away at Arbroath, who are 3 points ahead of them, while Cove Rangers host Green at Morton. And Morton are still within reaching distance of third place.
They've got Cove, don't they? They've got
Who are the second bottom team. So it's very similar to the league you're describing, but happening in Scotland. Loads of things. Nothing's been nailed down yet. All the games are 7:45 p.m. on Friday night. That's going to be wonderful. So maybe in the Facebook group we can have a bit of a discussion as the bets we like in there. But otherwise, it's going to be a tremendous watch following those games. So loads going on this weekend. Good picks, gentlemen. I mentioned the Facebook group there. We've got a few hundred members talking about the show, the picks from the show, their own picks, what they like for the weekend. So do come and join us. Just search Trample Bet Podcast on Facebook. And if you fancy becoming a member of the Trample Bet Club on Patreon, we would really appreciate it. It's around £6 a month. Patreon.com/TramplebeT, or download the app and search for us. You get the early release video podcast and all the picks from the show written down. So you don't have to remember stuff or take notes as you listen along. Gordo, Dave, thank you very much. Anything to round us out? Anything extra from you guys?
No, enjoy your beers tonight, boys.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We'll see you in about an hour.
Right, Dave, I'll see you in about an hour. We can watch Arsenal beat Chelsea. It'll be brilliant. Enjoy the weekend, everyone. Happy hunting.
Bye.
The Trample Bet Podcast is produced by Andy Vaughan, Gordon McLarnon and Gary Black, part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. Find the next show you'll love at sports-social.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.